A group of neighbors in Trumbull, they've been actively sounding the alarm about a current proposal for the Senior Community Center at Grace Church. Now, there's a question actually on this proposal that will be on the ballot this November. So we want to get more details on this and make sure you're in the know before you go to the polls. Joining us in studio, we have Sherry Boyd here and Laurel Walsh. And ladies, thank you so much for, first of all, sounding the alarm about this, reaching out to WICC, and now being in studio to talk about it. How are
you?
Great. Thanks for having us. Good morning.
I'm very glad to have you here. And let's start right out of the gate with talking about, first of all, what is the controversy here? You guys have a vote no sort of campaign going on right now, but what's the deal?
So, as you may know, there's a big referendum question coming up on the November ballot. And this is Laurel Walsh speaking. I am a Republican and I have Sherry Boyd here with me, and she's a Democrat. And while we may not agree on politics, we do agree that this is a bipartisan Trumbull taxpayer issue. So we're here to raise awareness for Trumbull's referendum question and Vote No Trumbull CT. Follow us on Instagram. Is a neighborhood group that has formed in response to using the former Grace Church Main Street location for the Senior Community Center.
So why is this a taxpayer issue? I love the fact that this is bipartisan. I always think that the best things happen when there's compromise or there are people saying, hey, you know what, what's best for the person, not the party. So I love that. But what is the issue with it?
The cost. It's $27 million for this project. But in addition to that, we have just approved the Hillcrest New Middle School, which we have not started to pay for yet. We haven't felt the implications of that on our tax bill. In addition, our taxes are going up 3.5% next year. Our properties are getting reevaluated. That was delayed, so that's happening next year. And there's a big sewer project that needs to happen with Bridgeport, an upgrade. And I've heard numbers. I'm not sure the exact cost of it, but it's alarming.
$27 million? I mean, for a senior community center? That doesn't compute, but I don't know the property very well. Why would it be that much?
We keep asking ourselves that also.
Oh, seriously?
Yes. So to put a building of that type onto that property requires a lot of movement of land.
Okay.
And the building is just too big for the property. We have been trying to, they've looked at several properties through the years. They've been trying to do this for 10 years. But our point is that if they take a bigger property, a corner of one of our many parks maybe, and give Trumbull everything that we need, including a pool and the size gym that the kids need, it's a much better use of the funds. Instead of putting $27 million into the Grace Church property and not giving Trumbull residents everything they need.
So I might be talking out of turn, but I've been kind of following along. This is a different property, or is it the same as the Veterans and First Responders Center?
This is a totally different project.
So then why would we need it?
So this is exclusive. Our senior center on Priscilla, the one thing everybody can agree with, it needs to be updated.
Okay.
And it's in deplorable condition. Seniors deserve better.
So why not just upgrade
them here?
Right.
We've heard some different figures regarding upgrading the Priscilla Place property. In one meeting, it was told $15 million. In another meeting, $20 million. We've never had a concrete estimate, I guess, of how much it would cost to revamp that property. So that is definitely an option that we're wondering if it's $7 million less expensive. Why not?
I still think, bar anything, and again, we've got Laurel here as well as Sherry, and we're talking about something that is going to be on the ballot. If you are a Trumbull voter, you need to know about this. And we're certainly going to talk through it because the language sometimes can be confusing for people. But to your earlier point, we don't know why it's costing $27 million in order to create this at the what is currently the Grace Church. But I'm confused by that. So whenever you guys have asked about it, you've never been given any documentation, no clarity, nothing on where that $27 million comes from?
There's been estimates, mm-hmm. and the estimates have not included sidewalks. There's a lot of questions that we don't have answers to.
Don't love that.
Yeah, it's upsetting. We've asked now three times for the property to be marked to see where the building sits, just so we can get a better perspective of it. It's hard to look at the aerial views and really know as a neighbor how it affects us. So last week was the third time we put in writing to the town. Can you please come out? The architect told us at the community forum in September that it can be done. And we put it in writing for the third time and no response.
So when you say you write it to the town, who are you writing it to? Because I'll gladly send this along to who it needs to go to.
First selectman, town attorney.
And you've heard nothing from Vicky Tesoro and her team?
We've talked to her through this entire process, but she has not agreed to do this for us.
To give you, the building. To mark it out.
Just spray the lot and show us where it sits.
Right.
Because I'm not sure if you've seen any visuals of it. But
do you
it
have
does,
them? I'd love to look at them. I feel like Judge Judy. Can I see them, please? Send them my way so I can take a look at these. And we'll certainly, if you want, we can provide these images to you. Do you guys have like a website or anything we can
link?
If you
actually just go on the Trumbulltown website, if you go to the Senior Community Center, the forum, they put all the slides online.
Okay.
So you can, those are just printouts of them. But
It
really does highlight how close it is to Long Hill Village and Edgewood Avenue. And that's our biggest concern is that.
So like what's the yellow?
That's a rooftop, I believe.
So you tell me what I'm looking at here, Laurel.
Yeah. So that is.
That's a turf rooftop.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's been a lot of changes to the project. So in on the top photo that you're holding right there, it appears that this is all Long Hill Village. That's a 55 and older community that is. Butts up to this property.
Wow.
So
they're like right on top of each other.
Yes.
Wow.
Them and Edgewood, I think, are the closest and the most impacted by this.
And the people across the street on Main Street.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it looks like a beautiful concept, but
that's what's been said at meetings by committee members.
It just looks huge.
Yeah. And that's our thing. It's scale it back.
Yeah.
What's going on in this
building? Do we know what's in all of this?
So there's a lot of programming that happens at the senior center, exercise classes. There's a gym, a smaller size gym here for, I guess pickleball is very popular there. So they do need more meeting space in Trumbull. So when it's not being used as the senior center, they're going to have community classes there. We're concerned, though, because this stretch of Main Street there's a lot of traffic and they have said that there will be no crosswalk installed. And it just doesn't make sense to us that a community center would not have a crosswalk for people to safely cross at.
Well, and to be fair, guys, when I brought up the Veterans and First Responder Center, only because I know this property so much because I've been covering it for years, they specifically, and it already got approved and everything, it's being built. There is already community center space, and it was specifically supposed to be as a community center, kind of like what you're talking about, where if it's not being used for first responders, veterans, it's for the community. So to me, to then do the same thing in this building, that alone could scale down your project. We already created it, got it approved. It's already got the funding. It's already being built.
That is not a town project. So I think that's a bit of the hang up. I do know it's on hold right now because of funding. I heard that they're having it's over budget.
I guess I'd have to talk to Baldwin about that one.
Yeah. Okay. I think they're at a standstill right now because of money.
Interesting.
And funds.
So, I mean, that again just kind of leads back to the idea of, well, then
is this the
where do
to
we
build?
Have $27 million to build this? Or at least could we find an alternate way of creating a new space for seniors? Which, again, the issue isn't supporting the seniors, to be clear. It's, is this the right project? And again, without, I think, clarity on what you're spending this money on even, I think that's an issue. We are chatting right now with Sherry Boyd and Laurel Walsh, and we're talking about this, I'm going to call it kind of a mystery in some regard, a proposal, though, for a senior community center at Grace Church in Trumbull. And it's actually a question that's going to be on the ballot in November, whether or not to approve this project. How long would you say you've been sounding the alarm about this?
Well, this is Sherry. I was brought into the conversation last August. So 15 months now? And I'm a senior. And from the very beginning, we were all in for a senior center with the same hours and use as the current one.
So you guys are for, obviously, supporting the seniors. But the way that this project is going about, does that align with what you're talking about?
No. As a matter of fact, we know there are additions in the building, and we're not getting clear answers about the operating hours for the building or exactly what will be happening there. And Anything beyond a regular senior center greatly affects the surrounding area, traffic, neighbors, and, you know, that doesn't even begin to talk about the cost.
Mm. Where's planning and zoning in all of this?
Interesting you ask, Melissa. In Trumbull, they actually do not need to abide by P&Z zoning.
What do you mean? Why?
Why? Because it's a town-owned property and it's a town project, which is very unique to Trumbull. Which is concerning because those are our safeguards as neighbors. And
so
we wonder if
wait a minute. So any town-owned property, they don't have to go through P&Z and all of that?
Unfortunately, you are correct.
Okay. That's news to me. I didn't know that was even just because the town owns it. I mean, I've never heard of that before.
Like lighting, traffic flow, buffering. There are no safeguards for our neighborhood. Which is really upsetting.
That alone is really concerning. But even so, here's my question, just to play devil's advocate. Say everyone votes no, or enough people vote no that it doesn't get passed. I mean, is there, where do you go from there? Do they basically have to just keep putting a new proposal forward? I mean, I don't like the fact that P&Z isn't involved. That's bizarre to me. If that's the way that they function, I guess they've been functioning that way, fine, I guess. But to me, a property of this size, with a lack of understanding with where that funding is going, and when you're talking about, I mean, impacting neighbors, I mean, are there other concerns with where this property is? My understanding is it's near a state trail as well?
Yes. So the Grace Church property sits just above the Pequannock River Valley.
Okay.
And years ago, the town did an environmental study, paid to have it done, and it was declared that the areas behind our neighborhoods and the Grace Church flowed directly down into the river. And it was called to their attention, and they've done a little bit of work on the trail to try to, you know, keep the flooding from happening. But literally every drop of rain that falls at Grace and all of the construction work that will be done, and it will all flow down towards the trail and the river.
So that's just another layer of this. Have there been public hearings? And
last month there was one at Madison Middle School.
Okay.
It was mid-September. We were disappointed. The presentation was great. It was, everybody was there. Lots of town officials, and we were all given one index card, and we could write a question down. Many of our questions were not answered. They were paraphrased. We were told that if they covered it in the presentation, they would not read it. It left a very bad taste in everybody's mouth, in the sense that there's so many unanswered questions here, and it feels just so rushed.
So what is the actual, do you guys have the language of the question that's going to be on the ballot?
I don't have it with me, but it is listed online on the Trumbull town website.
Okay.
It's $27 million to be used at the Grace Church.
Okay. I will see if I, okay, so let me see if I can find it really quick. I should have done this ahead of time. That's my bad. Let me see. Come on. Come on, internet. We need you to work here. Okay. So let me see. Where would it be here? Voting information, maybe, possibly?
There's like a senior center tab, I believe, about the project on the home screen.
Okay. Let's see. I can also find it and link it to people just so they could see it. So the way that the question is worded, basically it's you would vote yes, you are for the project, or no. And
correct,
you guys are saying no, essentially because we need more clarity before you can get shovels in the ground. Because basically if they say yes, if enough people vote yes, that's it. This is going forward.
Right.
As is.
Right.
And they keep saying this is a concept and there'll be changes, but through this entire process, I just really feel that I don't know if there's a lot of trust that we can trust that this would be great for our neighborhood. It's just too big.
Mm.
And that's what it comes down to. We're pushing seniors out of Trumbull because this is just too expensive with all the increases coming our way.
Well, and like you said, there's other projects that are pending, including Hillcrest right now, which still needs to be paid for. So I found the language here. The exact question is, shall the $27,115,000 appropriation and bond authorization for the planning, design, and construction of a new senior community center be approved? It's straightforward. Should the more than $27 million in appropriation and bond authorization for planning, design, and construction of a new senior community center be approved? That's the question. And you guys are saying no.
Vote no. It doesn't mean that we don't need or want a new senior center, but this is too costly. And this project is too large for this parcel of land.
Mm-hmm. And we're not getting the answers to the questions that we've been asking now for over a year.
Mm-hmm. So
they're
again,
just working their way around the question.
Yeah. It's is this irresponsible spending? And if it's not, prove it sort of a thing. It's not a matter of, do we need to support the seniors? You guys, bipartisan, you guys support the fact that we need to support the seniors.
Yes.
But this is not the route to take.
Many of the neighbors are seniors themselves.
Mm.
And they've said that, hey, we need a new senior center. We'd love to have a senior center there. But it's just, it's escalated. This project has escalated to be so much bigger than they initially told us.
More questions than answers, certainly. And we're also going to link more information to our website, voiceofct.com. Laurel and Sherry, I want to thank you for giving us the time and outlining this here on WICC, and we'll see what happens at the ballot boxes. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. And again, that is going to be on your ballot. If you are a Trumbull resident and you head to the polls November 4th, this is going to be one of the questions that you look at, again, only for Trumbull residents. We'll give you more information on our website, voiceofct.com.